And you have just the two of us, me and Skeeter Pie.
Hello.
Hello. And we're having microphone issues again today, so you'll have to be tolerant of the sounds that you hear coming out of the beach that is beyond us.
Actually, thunder.
Thunder.
Skeeter Pie. I don't hear it now.
Good. Maybe it went away.
I hear a beep.
It'll probably come back. Well, guess what, Skeeter Pie?
What? I got a call.
You got a call from a listener.
Who?
Is that exciting?
Yes. Who?
I don't know who it is.
Who?
I haven't listened to it yet.
Who?
You want to listen to it now?
Yes.
You sure?
Actually, how about we do it at the end of the show?
Oh, you want to do it at the end?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how self-controlling of you. Okay. That's a good thing. Okay. All right. So what are the candy bars that we have today?
We have a 100 grand and almond joy.
A 100 grand and an almond joy. Okay. And are you excited about these?
Yes.
I have to say, the 100 grand is not a very pretty wrapper.
No, but the almond joy is.
Yeah, the almond joy is nice and pretty. Yeah. The microphone's driving me crazy.
I know. You can't hear me when you turn it down.
Oh, well. We'll just try our best to ignore it.
Yes.
And not go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, what's interesting about these bars? What's kind of the same about them?
Nothing. Okay. Well, they both have chocolate.
Yeah. They're both covered with chocolate.
They're both the same size?
They both are the same size how?
When you cut them.
But we didn't cut them.
Oh, yeah, they were already cut.
What?
They were already cut.
They're already come already cut into two pieces, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Come on.
They both look good.
They both come in two pieces, already in the package, right?
Mm, okay.
That's what I was trying to get you to say. I'm trying to get you to talk since this is your show. So you need to take your hand away from your face and let it all out. They want to hear you talk. They don't want to hear me talk. They get to hear me talk every other day of the week. Again?
There's a hole.
What?
There's a hole in the 100 grand.
There's a hole in it? You think it's from a worm?
No.
You bite into it and find half a worm, and I guess you'll change your mind.
There's two holes, actually.
So what's, do they smell the same? Do they smell like chocolate? Hold on just a second. There, that's better. Go ahead.
I can't tell if they both feel the same.
You can't tell?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Well, you can't. It's your show. You don't have to worry about saying the wrong thing. I'm not going to get on to you.
I guess they kind of do same, okay. Smell the same.
Well, they definitely look different.
Yes.
So describe that.
The 100 grand is kind of bumpy, like a crunch.
Like a crunch bar, yeah.
Yeah, right. Except the crunch is on the bottom, but this one's all on the top and the bottom's flat.
So it's like the opposite of the crunch bar,
yeah.
Almost.
Huh. Yes.
What about
it's
the other?
It's a little fatter than the crunch bar.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's very differently thicker.
The Almond Joy has two.
What are those?
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you think they might be?
Almonds.
Very good. Maybe that's why it's full of joy, because it's full of almonds.
Yep. And there's two almonds sticking out on the front.
So
there's chocolate covered over.
And
there, so.
What else do we know about the Almond Joy? What do you think's in there?
Almonds.
And?
Coconut.
Coconut, because it says it on the package, doesn't it?
Yes.
Coconut and almonds.
Can I try it now?
You're not a big fan of the coconut, though.
Not really.
You didn't even much care for that coconut pie we had at Thanksgiving, were you?
I don't like coconut plain.
You don't like coconut plain?
I'll eat it, but it tastes too sweet or something like that.
Okay. So are you expecting to like this or not?
I'm expecting to like both.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. You're not scared of the coconut in there?
No.
Okay.
It's not going to jump out and scare me.
All right. Well, which one are you going to buy first there?
Almond Joy.
Almond Joy. Go ahead. We should also say this is one of Mommy's favorites.
It is?
Mm-hmm. You did not know that?
I asked her about her favorite candy bar. I thought she said something different.
I think it's the whatchamacallit is her favorite, but she likes the Almond Joy too.
Oh, so there's a candy bar that's called whatchamacallit?
Yes, there is. Okay, here she goes. She's taking a big bite. She's biting right in the middle of the almond. Oh, did she get any almond? Did you get any almond or did it slide off?
No.
Nope, slid off the almond. Get a bite with the almond in it. That way you know what it tastes like.
I can see the coconut though.
What do you think? Does it taste good? Is it too coconutty?
It's okay.
Okay. Well, take a bite with the almond there. There you go. Now you got some crunch. No, you can crunch into the microphone. That's fine. Hold on a second. Let me hit the microphone again. That didn't help. There it goes. Well, what's your verdict?
It's okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
Not great.
No.
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 Would you buy one?
What?
Would you buy one if you were, like, hungry for a candy bar?
If there was no other candy bar in the store, yes.
You would eat it.
Yeah, but if there was other kinds of candy bars.
No, not so much. Okay. So try the other one then, and then we'll get our ratings. Oh. That's different. Oh, that's chewy. You had to really rip on that one. What are you looking at? She's grabbing for the package. She's reading the package. I don't know what she's reading. Chewy caramel? Is that what you're reading?
I'm reading what it's like.
Oh, what does it say it's like?
I mean what it's in it.
Oh, what does it say it's in it?
Okay. 1 minute here.
It was very chewy. She was not expecting that.
Mm-mm.
She was expecting it to be crunchy.
Yes. Oh, her. Chewy caramel, milk chocolate, crispy crunchies?
Crispy crunchies?
Mm-hmm. Caramello what?
I don't know. What does it say?
Caramello trappies? Something.
Oh, I don't know what that says. Chick-fil-A?
Something. Mm-hmm. Chocolate con leche.
Oh, that's in Spanish. That's the thing. The first line was in English. The second line is in Spanish.
Oh.
So that's
chewy,
all
chewy caramel milk, chocolate, and crispy crunchies.
Crispy crunchies.
That's a lot of stuff.
There was a lot in that bar, huh? I can tell you right now, just judging from Skeeter's face, she was not overly impressed with either candy bar.
No.
She's very disappointed at this very moment.
I want to break it into pieces.
Bad candy bar. Okay, so it's time to rate them. First of all, head to head, which one won? Which one is better than the other one?
I would have to say... 1 minute.
Let me get my paper down. Oh, she's taking another little taste, remember? Mm-hmm.
100 grand.
100 grand is better? Mm-hmm. Okay, 100 grand wins.
Wait, but I didn't give it a rate.
No, I know. 100 grand wins in the head-to-head against Almond Joy.
Almond Joy.
Now for your ratings. 1 to 10. One.
100 grand.
1 being broccoli. No, I'm sorry. 0 being broccoli and 10 being the best candy bar ever in the world.
I haven't rated 10 yet.
Nope, you haven't got a 10 yet.
I want to try Snickers.
Okay, we'll try Snickers.
I'll give the 100 grand.
She's thinking very hard. She's reaching into
six.
The...
6.
Wow, that was a little more than I thought you were going to give it. The 100 grand gets a 6, okay. Almond Joy.
Almond Joy gets a...
Oh, Mommy's stealing the rest of the Almond Joy. You didn't like it. Give it to Mommy.
What are you keeping it from me for? I didn't do anything to you. You didn't like it.
That doesn't mean I'll eat it.
You can have it for dessert after lunch. Hey, Helen.
You should grab your hands off my candy bar.
Be nice. So, Helen, we're still waiting for your result for the Almond Joy. 100 grand got a 6.
The beauty of the Almond Joy is that you get 2. You don't just get one candy bar. It's two separate candy bars. You have one for now and one for later. You can manage your calories. A candy bar that helps you manage your calories. Plus, it has almonds, which are my favorite, and coconut. I get it at a 10.
This is not the Skeeter Mommy Show. This is not the Mommy Bar Show. This is the Skeeter Bar Show.
Sorry about that.
So, Almond Joy, you gave the 100 grand a 6. Almond Joy gets a...
3.
Wow, it was way worse than the...
10.
You don't get to choose. If it was your show, then you would.
So, 100 grand gets a 6 and Almond Joy gets a 3.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for your call now?
Yes.
Oh, she's excited. She's doing the dance. Okay. What? That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
I'm ready for my drink, too.
Hey, Skeeter. This is Kidge. You haven't met me yet, but maybe you will one day. I was just listening to your latest episode with the Crunch Bar versus the Mr. Good Bar, and I think I'm going to have to try one of those Mr. Good Bars. That sounded like it was a mighty good candy bar.
She really liked a Mr. Good Bar.
Yes, it was very good. She's even
asked.
You should.
She's even asked for one since then.
Yes. I've tried. When we were going to do Miss, we stopped at a store to get food, a gas station to go to the bathroom.
And just get a snack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I got a Mr. Good Bar.
That's right.
You
did.
Try that.
Because it was that good.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy going to Dumas?
Yes.
What did you think about the canyon we went to? Palo Duro Canyon.
Oh, yes. That was very great. It was beautiful. And it had a little map of Texas.
Yeah, there was a little...
It says you're right there.
Mm-hmm. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see all down in it. And...
Mm-hmm.
Did you like going down or coming out of it better?
I like going in it.
Oh, okay.
Going in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. What was your favorite thing about Dumas?
The games.
Oh, playing the games at the church. Okay, so Kidge called and he said he might try a Mr. Good Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So thank you for the recommendation. I'm gonna probably take you up on that. Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome.
And say, hi, Kidge.
Hi, Kidge.
His wife is named Swifty. Can you say, how does Swifty too?
Just say Swifty.
How does Swifty? Give a shout out to Swifty.
Hi, Swifty.
There you go. She's sweet. You'll like her.
Mm-hmm.
They live in Dallas.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
What street? Conley?
Oh, right. I don't know what street they live on. I just know they live in Dallas.
Did you eat with them somewhere? Or
yes, we went and had supper with them once.
Last night?
No.
When?
Oh, last year. But we keep meaning to get back together again.
Mm-hmm.
We will.
I can come with you.
We will soon. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. All right, well, I think it's time to say vials con Dios to all the nice people.
Did I have another call, or is that all?
That's all the calls you had. But if you would like to call Skeeter, you may do so at 206-666-4161.
Mm-hmm.
That is 206-666-4161.
And please, I like to get a lot of calls, so call as much as you can.
Oh, my God, okay. You asked for it. All right, people, well, thank you very much.
And
there you go. Oh, I don't have my music up to end the show. That's okay. We'll just end it with Vials Candiles from Helen. Okay.
Vials Candiles.